Let's imagine for a few moments what our life would be like if we could access 100%.
I'm the proof that you can ask the universe for.
I am Iron Man.
Hello everyone, my name is Suryesh Singh. I am a brain expert, memory trainer and an entrepreneur. This podcast channel is about growth mindset, self-improvement, building right habit and understanding more about your career, relationship, finance or any other area of your life.
Hello everyone, today I'll be talking about morning routine. What is morning routine? Why you should have one morning routine? What are the morning routines that most successful people have? What is my morning routine? Morning routine is the best way to kickstart your day. If that reason is not enough, listen to this. What do you think? What will happen to you if I make you do every single thing that an army officer does? Like the time when they wake up, the food that they eat, the training, the physical training that they do, the type of conversation they do. If I make you do all that stuff, and not just for one day, but for a certain period of time, what do you think? What will happen? First, your brain will start forming new neural connections, which will be similar to them. You will form new habits. Habits like whatever they do, all those things, all the training and everything, that will become a habit for you. Okay. And slowly, slowly, you will become one of them. You know, the physical training that they do, if you do that, your physics, your body will become one of them. Okay. Your strength will become similar to them. Okay. The conversation, when you listen to them, your brain will form the same neural pattern and you will also start thinking in the same manner. Okay. Now, if I make you do everything that a monk does, you know, like waking up early, meditation, yoga, the type of conversation they do, what will happen? You will become one of them. This is what we call training, right? Now imagine what will happen if you start doing things that Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg, Imol Smurk, and Steve Jobs, all these people does, Warren Buffett. What will happen if you start doing all the stuff that these people do? You'll become one of them, right? Now, when I was doing my research, and I was studying the most successful people, how they become most successful, what are the things, I found that morning routine was one of the most common thing in every single one of them. Morning routine was very common in everybody. So this is one of the reasons why you should have morning routine, okay? So that you become one of them. If you do the basic thing that the most successful people do, you will become one of them. Now I'll tell you about my morning routine, okay? This is just for an example to understand what things do most successful people do, because I've taken my morning routine from them, okay? And you don't have to do everything that I do. At the end of the video, I'll tell you what are the few things that you must do, okay? When I wake up, the first thing that I do is I practice gratitude. Yes, counting your blessings is the most important thing that you should do. I practice gratitude because, before going to the negativity of the world, I fill my brain with all the positivity, all the positive things that I have, all the blessings that I have. So I start with gratitude. The second thing that I do is I make my bed. Yes, make your bed. This small act is a very, very powerful stuff. Once you start making your own bed, this becomes a habit. You start keeping your environment clean, not just physically, but in terms of energy as well. Okay. You don't let the wrong people with the wrong vibe get into your group. Okay. This becomes, your just default system. Okay. So you choose people wisely, you keep your environment clean. And most important, you start taking responsibility of your own mess. Like most successful people, they take their full responsibility of their own life. Even if they're getting success or they're failing, it is their personal responsibility. Okay, so start making your own bed. I do it. Okay. The third thing that I do is drink water, because I'm sleeping for 8 hours. So, the body needs water, the brain needs water. So I hydrate myself. I drink water. And then I do, fresh up and brush my teeth. The fourth thing that I do is exercise. Now I know most of you will be like, oh God, this exercise. Yes, you have to do exercise, and I'm not asking you to go and hit the gym early in the morning. No, I'm not asking you to do that. All you have to do is a simple exercise like running or jogging, anything that increase your blood flow, that increase the blood circulation is more than enough. Any simple exercise, okay, like sit-ups, pull-ups, you can do all those things. I exercise for 30 to 40 minutes, and when I started exercising, I started with 10 to 15 minutes. Now I've reached to 30, 40 minutes, okay, and I have a set of exercise that I do. So also, I do some brain exercise because, as I said, I'm a memory trainer, so I also train my clients regarding this. So I do that brain exercise to keep my brain healthy. So this is my exercise time, from 30 to 40 minutes. All I'm saying is you can start by running or jogging something. Just do simple exercise, okay? The fifth thing that I do is take cold shower. Yes, take cold shower. I know most of you will be like, I'm not doing this, not cold shower early morning. But listen, this cold shower has a numerous of benefits, okay? As soon as that cold water hits your back, you know, it just, all the electrons and, you know, all the neurons, all, you know, the brain start forming new neuron connections, all it gets fired up, okay? Also, it reduces inflammation, okay? See, when you get hurt, you apply ice, right? So, you know, your body has an inflammation, it reduces that inflammation. More than that, certain people, like the greatest athletes, you know, what they do is, they take a bathtub, they put complete cold water, ice water in it, and they put themselves inside that. Now, this is a very, very, very powerful thing. You know, when they do that, this is the worst condition that you can put your body into. You know, and keeping your mind calm, you know, doing the right breathing in and breathing out is very important. So when you keep your mind very calm and focused at that point, you know, that is the worst condition. You train your mind to be calm in every other situation. When you become cool, when you become calm, when you become steady at that position, the world becomes very easy for you. Okay, now I'm not asking you to do this. Okay, this is something to be done under an expert after training. Okay, so you don't have to do this. This is something the world's best athletes do because they are under high pressure of crowd. So this is why they do this, to keep themselves cool, you know, in between all the crowd when they are either cheering or trying to bully them, you know, to keep themselves focused. This is the reason why they do this. But for you, I'm all asking you is to take a cold shower. That is more than enough, you know. When you take cold shower, what happens is you also get into alpha state, okay? You become calm and you get into alpha state. Alpha state is a state of brain which is known as the creativity state. And this is also the reason why, you know, you will hear most people saying, you know, I got this idea when I was taking shower. I got this idea when I was taking bath. Because when you do that, you go into alpha state. Alpha state is a creativity state. The, you know, idea flows in. So take cold shower. Now, the sixth thing that I do is I meditate. See, now I have just taken a cold shower, so I'm already in alpha state. So, you know, I can easily go to deep meditating state. Okay, it becomes easier. So after taking cold shower, what I do is I do meditation, you know. I sit for 15, 20 to 30 minutes and do meditation. The next thing that I do after meditation is do some, you know, puja, rituals, you know. In Hindu, we do this prayers and all early morning, so I do that. After that, what I do is I eat something which is good for my brain, you know, like orange juice or dark chocolate, 70% dark. Or what you can do is have something that is, you know, your empty stomach. So have something that is very good for your, you know, immune system, you know, that gives full benefit when you eat it in your empty stomach. So you can do that. This is not my breakfast. This is something I just eat because I'm, you know, hungry by this time. So I just eat something. And the next thing that I do is I do journaling. Yes, diary writing. I do this. Now, let me explain. This is one of the most important thing that I've seen in every successful people. You know, they have a very special planner. You know, they buy such special planner to decide what they are going to do throughout the day. And this is very, very important for your productivity, to increase your productivity. See, what I do is, in the morning, suppose right now I'm going to write journaling. So what I do is, I write everything that I did yesterday from morning to night, okay? Also, I mentioned time, you know, like from 3 p.m. I did this, 4 p.m. I did this, 5 p.m., you know, I mentioned time when I do it, okay? What happened is, when I'm doing this, I can keep a self-check on myself, okay? Suppose there was a task which was supposed to take only 30 minutes, and while writing, I wrote it took me an hour. So I'll see, why did I take an hour? Was it necessary? Did I wasted my time? Was I distracted? Or it is something that just happened yesterday, or it's, you know, happening continuously for a long period of time. When I do all this, you know, there's a very good self-check, you know, and then I can improve myself and improve my productivity. So I write everything that I did yesterday, okay? This is also, you know, memory check, you know, how much I remember. So I do that. Also, after writing journaling, I write 5 things below that which I'll do today, okay? 5 most important things that I need to do it today. So I write that. Now, next day when I am again going to write my journaling, I'll turn the page and see if I've done those 5 things or not, okay? I'll tick them and score myself, you know, out of 5 how much I've done, okay? So this is one of the very, very powerful tools to increase your productivity. So I'll also request to have this, okay? So I do journaling. After that, I read for 15 to 20 minutes. You know, I was one person who used to hate reading. But again, after listening advice to the most successful people, you know, I started reading, and reading literally changed my life forever. So yes, I do reading for 15 to 20 minutes, okay? I read every day. Now, after all this, you know, after all these 10 things, I do my breakfast. Finally. Now, I know this seems a lot, but no. I wake up at 6 and by 9:30 to 10, I'm already done with all of this stuff, okay? So, after that, I take my breakfast. And one thing I want to mention, all this time when I'm following my morning routine, I don't switch on my internet, okay? I don't, use my phone. This present generation has a very, very huge problem. The first thing that they do is they wake up and they touch phone. You know, the reason why they do this is because they need dopamine. You know, dopamine is the hormone when it releases when you are happy. So see how pathetic your life is. You need happiness from a gadget that is something made by humans. Okay, your happiness depends upon that. Okay, so please don't do that. Okay, that phone that you are carrying is an electronical vampire. Yes, vampire. Just like vampire sucks up your blood, similarly that phone early in the morning, it sucks up your energy, it sucks up your focus, and your ability to make right decisions. It does a lot of harmful effect on you, okay? So please don't do that, okay? Initially you might have a problem, it will resist you, you'll want to go and grab the phone and check all these sites, click all the yes, like button and everything. You want to check all those things. But after a few days, it will become a habit and you will actually feel no need of going and checking your phone. So these are the major 10 things that I do in my morning routine. And then I head for my work. Okay. Now, as I said, you don't have to do everything that I do. But few things that I'll suggest you that every successful people do and I do that you should also do is drink water, make your bed, drink water, meditation, then you can do exercise and journaling. These are the five things that you must do. I'll repeat that. Drinking water, which I'm sure most of you do, making your bed, and meditation, journaling, and exercise. These are the five things that you must do. Now, I'll request you to do one thing. Make your morning routine. Take a snap of it and upload it on your story on Instagram. And don't forget to tag me. I would love to see your morning routine and tell you how you're, whether things are right or if there's anything wrong that you're doing. I'd love to see your morning routine. So please, if you're watching this, make your morning routine, take a snap, upload it on social media. Don't forget to tag me and share this video with all of your friends, family, whoever needs this. Okay. Thank you.
So if you want to learn more about growth mindset for your business, for your financial, for your health, and for all aspects of your life, please follow, like, and subscribe. You know all the norms. So please do that and come back again. Thank you.